The crowdfunding site GoFundMe has shut down former Wallaby star Israel Folau's campaign to raise money for an unfair dismissal case. Rugby Australia sacked Folau over his social media posts that warned that gay people would go to hell. Folau has been seeking public donations to fund his legal case, but today the online platform says his campaign breached its terms of service, as Rachel Mealy reports.
GoFundMe Australia issued a statement about Israel Folau's campaign today. It says, "We will be closing Israel Folau's campaign and issuing full refunds to all donors. After a routine period of evaluation, we have concluded that this campaign violates our terms of service. As a company, we are absolutely committed to the fight for equality for LGBTIQ plus people and fostering an environment of inclusivity. While we welcome GoFundMe's engaging in diverse civil debate, we do not tolerate the promotion of discrimination or exclusion." Israel Folau announced last week that he had set up a GoFundMe page for his fighting fund.
"My fight with Rugby Australia to defend my right to practice my religion has so far cost my wife, Maria, and me over $100,000 in legal fees. If you want to join this journey with me to fight for the right to freedom of religion, please donate. Thank you and God bless."
His announcement sparked a backlash from prominent figures and former teammates who argued Israel Folau had started the fight with Rugby Australia and other fundraising causes were more justified. But the Australian Christian lobby supported the fundraising drive. Martin Isles says many supporters had been asking how they could donate to help Israel Folau's predicament.
"Look, I think it's very concerning that GoFundMe would seek to close down a page that is raising money for a legitimate legal defence under Australian law. Israel Folau has a right to defend himself. The laws of this land enable him to do that. And it's a perfectly reasonable and legitimate avenue of legal defence. We've often enjoyed the rule of law. We've always enjoyed fair trial. We've enjoyed religious freedom. And if those things are to change, they should change through legitimate democratic process. It shouldn't be through no platforming from an organisation like GoFundMe."
Will the Australian Christian lobby look into another forum to raise money for Folau's fighting fund?
"Well, that's not ultimately our decision as to how he raises his money, but certainly we stand ready to assist. We have donated some funds to his campaign and we will continue to offer our services, and it may well be that we have to step in the gap when other organisations are fleeing."
Do you think that this is just another extension of political correctness, GoFundMe closing down this site?
"Well, I think GoFundMe have certainly misread the public. They've misread the mood on this very, very badly. The fact that Israel Folau would raise such a stunning quantity of money in such a short time tells of the fact that there's many people in the Australian community, I mean thousands upon thousands, who feel as if Israel Folau's case is their case. They look at the intolerance that he's facing and they feel like that's their freedoms that are under threat as well. Can they continue to work and can they continue to be members of professional entities and all the rest of it as Christians who wish to share Christian beliefs or just as non-Christians who wish to share politically incorrect beliefs? I think that the mood on this in the public is very, very strong. And I think GoFundMe have completely misread it."
But rugby writer and former Wallaby Peter Fitzsimon says he welcomes the decision of GoFundMe.
"This is a very long fight between Israel Folau and his supporters and the bulk of Australia. And I would say it's late in the eighth round. Both sides are wearying. And basically GoFundMe, it turns out, there's been a technical foul against Folau."
That's former Wallaby Peter Fitzsimon's ending Rachel Mealy's report.